In today's complex financial environment, many retirees are at a loss of exactly what to do. What retirement issues should you be considering? When it comes to your existing financial retirement strategy, have you really covered all of your bases? Are there any important retirement factors you have overlooked? Why spend another minute wondering? Call 303-710-3791 or visit ronkasky.com and get your free financial retirement kit. Dr. Ron Caskey's time and financial retirement kit is always provided at absolutely no cost. He offers a unique approach to a number of important items that you may want to consider when creating a sound retirement strategy for the days ahead. Your retirement is far too important to leave to chance. Call Dr. Ron Caskey at 303-710-3791 or visit ronkasky.com and get your free financial retirement kit today. The number again is 303-710-3791 or visit ronkasky.com now.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey here. Just a couple of minutes introduction to the Bible Views radio show. You can hear it in the KLTV listening audience every Sunday afternoon from 2 o'clock to 3 p.m. every Sunday. And then just like my Saturday Ron Caskey show, they're both archived over on my website at www.ronkasky.com. So that's R-O-N-C-A-S-K-E-Y. .com. Now, I'm inviting you to stay tuned to this one-hour show today, and what the Bible Views radio show, pretty normal standard operating procedure. I usually read some articles that pertain to your church, your household, to Christians, to homeschooling, things that affect our lives as Christians here in the United States. Then I go down some headlines that I get out of the Sword of the Lord every week that you're not going to get in the left-wing nut socialist media. And I read some of those headlines and describe some of those. I usually sing a song off of one of my albums. I've recorded 5 gospel albums, stereo albums, 50 songs. And I normally pull one of those off and play it, usually by about the start of the second segment of my Bible Views radio show. Then I invite you, if you're stationary, to grab a Bible and follow through with me in your Bible on what does the Bible have to say about financial freedom? What does the Bible have to say about investing? What does the Bible have to say about giving, lending, charging interest, paying interest, collecting interest? What is the Bible? See, there's 450 some odd verses in the Bible on wealth, riches, abundance, and prosperity. There's 15 on poverty. So I break that down every Sunday. I talk about Joseph, the first financial planner in the Bible. I talk about taking offerings, financing the church. Just all kinds of things, and it's all from the Bible. What does the Bible have to say about God's money? It's all God's money. So stay tuned. Thanks for listening. Welcome once again to the Bible Views radio show. I'm Dr. Ron Caskey. I'm your host. I'm here every week at this same time. Grab a pen, piece of paper. First of all, spell my name. C-A-S-K-E-Y. My website's www.ronkasky.com. ronkasky.com. My email address, rc@ronkasky.com. Here's my phone numbers. Call me this afternoon for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office starting tomorrow morning. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Call me this afternoon. Schedule a no-cost appointment in your home or your office for this coming week, and I will bring you information on how to capture the upside of the market with absolutely none of the downside risk. I don't do anything on the gambling side of the table. That would be the largest casino in the world, and that's Wall Street. You can't deny that. You can't challenge that. You can't say, I don't know what I'm talking about. As long as your money is, your chips are on the table in Las Vegas, your money's 100% at risk. As long as your chips are on the table in Wall Street, your money is 100% at risk. And guess what? In Las Vegas or Wall Street, the risk is 100% on your shoulders. It's not on the shoulders of your financial advisor, CFP fee taker. They take no risk. All they do, you're paying them an exorbitant fee every year out of your retirement money to gamble with your retirement money in the largest casino in the world. They take no risk. All they do is charge you to take a risk with your retirement money. There's a better alternative. It's called indexed annuities. There's a better person for you to talk to. His name's Dr. Ron Kasky. What you do with the information is your call, folks. It's your choice. I can't tell you sell this, move this, do this. I can tell you what Wall Street is, and I'll tell you where your money is 100% at risk. I can tell you I don't believe the economy's getting any better. I can tell you I believe the market is going to come down. Check out all of the indicators in 08 and 09, and you can lay them right on top of the indicators today. I mentioned this on last week's Saturday radio show. Warren Buffett, Gates, and Bezos. They have already liquidated billions of dollars of their stocks, bonds, and mutual funds and turned them into cash. Do you think if those three of the richest people on the planet are liquidating and turning their stocks into cash, do you think they're planning on the stock market gaining or losing in the days ahead? Well, duh. They don't believe that the market's going to increase exorbitantly, or they would leave their money on the table in the largest casino in the world. Pay attention. So if you're interested in being a good steward of God's money, I'm the guy you want to talk to. Call me, 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Before I get over here into the sword of the Lord, let me run this out. I do this occasionally. I pastored and built Christian schools for 25 years full-time. Now I no longer stand in a box with a steeple on top every Sunday and babysit church members. I don't do that. But I do preach and sing in churches on weekends. But you know, if you've listened to me any length of time, I was raised in church. I think I was born in a church pew. I've always been in church. My dad was a pastor. My granddad was a pastor. I was a pastor full time. And y'all know for a fact that I do not respect mama called, daddy sent, board run, so-called pastors. I don't. I don't like them. I don't respect them. They ought to go get an honest job. And you also understand, personally, I don't care for warehouse mega churches where when you go in and the music is so loud that you, if you were blind and deaf and dumb, you would not know if you were in a nightclub on Saturday night or a so-called church on Sunday morning. Then you open your eyes, and from the preacher, so-called, to the song leader, to the praise team and the worship leader, they're dressed like they were either going to the beach or on a hike. No respect for the house of God. So our son has three kids, and they've been going to a mega church that has activities for the kids and so on, and that changed and different things. And we said, son, find another church. This last weekend, our daughter went to a mega church where she's been before. And you know, all of the news media and everybody else, and rightly so, have been talking about Charlie Kirk and he was assassinated. And it's tragic, and I understand that. But she went to church, and instead of that pastor dwelling on the fact of Charlie Kirk's Christian godly testimony, I saw an interview where he said, my faith in Jesus Christ is really what matters. So instead of this so-called pastor dealing on that and talking about that, he stressed that we are in 3 weeks of raising money for whatever and never brought it up. And we said the same thing to her, find another church. So I'll tell you, folks, you need to find a church where at least they dress out of respect for the house of God. Their music program, I don't have a problem with instruments in church. David played the harp. And Michael the Archangel is going to blow the trumpet. There will be instruments in heaven. I was raised in church where they play instruments with the songs. There's nothing unscriptural about that. And so I don't have a problem with drums and guitars and so on in church. But for goodness sakes, they need it can't and should not sound like a nightclub on Saturday night. I don't have a problem with preachers that don't want to wear a coat and tie. I do. When I go to church, when I preach in a church, I wear a suit and tie. Check out my videos on Sunday morning in my newsletters and my Facebook page and so on. I wear a coat and tie. During the week, I don't. But I've been to churches where the preacher was in shorts, a t-shirt and clogs, you know, no respect for the house of God. And so then when that so-called preacher opens his mouth, has nothing to do with the scripture. You need to be in church where the preacher is not mama called, daddy sent, and board run. You need to be in a church where the preacher preaches the Bible, straight out of the Word of God, and preaches the whole counsel of God instead of pleasing people, not upsetting anybody. Nah, whatever you do, God forbid the preacher would offend somebody by calling out their sin. Find another church. I'm sure there are some out there. And so, anyhow, before I get to the sword of the Lord, I had to pass that on. We told her, find another church, and so on. So, to the sword of the Lord, education, chaos, and crisis. I finished yesterday's radio show by saying the teacher's attitude toward Charlie Kirk and his assassination and everything should cause parents rapidly to begin to homeschool your kids. They do not belong in a satanic, atheistic public school system run by a communist teachers' union. There's plenty of good curriculum out there where if you can read and you like your kids, you can facilitate homeschooling and give them a much better education than they'll get in the public school system. So here's the Supreme Court of the United States affirms president's authority to dismantle the education department. Washington, D.C., in a win for parents, students, and states, the U.S. Supreme Court decided 6-3 in McMahon versus New York to approve a Trump administration emergency request to continue dismantling the Department of Education. It's a waste of money. The decision affirms President Trump's authority to direct the executive branch and permits Secretary of Education Linda McMahon to follow his March 20th executive order to prepare for the eventual shutdown of the department that would turn education back to the states. Justice Department sues California over trans athletes in women's sports. The Justice Department has filed a lawsuit against the state of California. They should file one with the state of Colorado for allegedly violating Title IX by implementing policies that force girls to compete against boys. The suit seeks declaratory, injunctive, and damages relief for violations of Title IX, which prohibits sex-based discrimination in any education program or activity that receives federal funding. Of course, our communist state of Colorado, run by the Q in LGBTQIA and Communist House and Senate, are in violation of Title IX because they still allow mixed showers, mixed locker rooms, and mixed bathrooms. ADF lawsuit prompts Loudoun County schools to end pronoun mandate. I'm telling you, folks, there is no common sense among these liberal, socialist, left-wing, nut, satanic, atheist, communists running our country in some of these states. Leesburg, Virginia, a Loudoun County Circuit Court ruling on July 31 recognized that Loudoun County School Board no longer interprets its policy to require teachers to use pronouns inconsistent with students' sex. The ruling was entered in a lawsuit filed by Alliance Defending Freedom attorneys. Teachers should never be forced to promote ideologies that are harmful to their students and that they believe are false, said ADF Senior Counsel Tyson Langhofer. We're pleased Loudoun County Public Schools reversed course on its harmful policy and respects teachers' fundamental right to speak according to their beliefs. Well, duh. See, but that's what you get in the public school system. Time's up. Give me a call today, 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Call me this afternoon for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office starting tomorrow morning. Stay tuned. I will be right back.
Walter J. Hopp of Hopp & Associates is a law practice limited to estate and business planning. Walter is a Colorado native with extensive experience with clients local and nationwide, and is a former partner in a large multi-state estate planning law firm, affiliated with several professional groups to provide the most current and unique solutions for his clients. Walter is the author of articles and a book on estate planning, and a frequent speaker over the years to lawyers and groups alike. Again, on estate planning, Walter offers a unique approach for how to protect yourself and loved ones from a litigious and expensive legal system. And listen to this, your first meeting with Walter is free. That's right, free. to see if they can improve on planning that you may already have in place. Call Walter and Associates PC of Longmont. Call today, 303-776-4045, or email him at walterhopp@hopplaw.org.
Well, hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Kasky jumping in here just for 60 seconds to tell you about orphan 401ks. I've been talking about that for several weeks, did a couple of webinars on it. If you have left a job and left a 401k behind, that is an orphan 401k that no one cares about, no one's contributing to, no one's matching your money, and if you leave it there long enough, the fees will destroy that orphan 401k. So we can move that into an IRA annuity. It's just a matter of paperwork, a transfer form, and get it out of there into something that'll grow for you. Call me for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. Here's my number, 303-710-3791. Do it today. Don't put it off. Welcome back to my second segment of today's Bible Views radio show. Believe it or not, folks, we will get to the Bible, but we're talking about principles that affect and articles in the Sword of the Lord and Bible verses that affect your home, your church, your school, your job. Everything in life is affected by these communists that run our media and the fake news and right on down the line. So that's why I read articles out of the Sword of the Lord, news media articles out of the Sword of the Lord that you won't get in the communist-run news media today. Call me this afternoon for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office starting tomorrow morning, 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Call me this afternoon for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office starting tomorrow. By the way, I can answer my cell phone on Sunday afternoon, but do not call me to discuss your situation, your retirement, your whatever. But I can set an appointment on the Lord's Day for this coming week. Back to the Sword of the Lord. America's, isn't this funny? I hadn't looked ahead when I was talking about the Communist Teachers Union. America's largest teachers union declares war. We'll use kids as foot soldiers. Thousands of teachers gathered in Portland, Oregon, July 3 through 6, for the annual convention of the National Education Association. Becky Pringle, the Democratic NEA president, of course, in her keynote address on July 3rd, that America's largest teachers' union is little more than a radical political entity. She indicated that now, more than ever, the union seeks to undermine the American people's democratically elected president, his government, and those state governments that would dare depoliticize the classroom, spare children from leftist propaganda, dismantle DEI, and uphold parental rights. The teachers' union appears keen to continue turning American students against their government, in part by championing student protests against both law enforcement and Trump's policies. DeAngelis underscored that teachers' unions don't regard schools as a place for kids to read. Let me read that sentence again. DeAngelis underscored that teachers' unions do not regard schools as a place for kids to read, write, and learn math, but rather as the means to control the minds of other people's children and churn out more Democrat foot soldiers to push their propaganda worldwide on the rest of the country. Pringle said in her speech, adding that the NEA is going to educate, communicate, organize, mobilize, litigate, legislate, and elect. Well, see, I'm not blowing smoke. I'm telling you the truth. And don't call me and say I don't like public school teachers. I've got public school teachers for clients and friends and have for decades. So I'm not talking about individuals, but if you are a public school teacher, excuse me, educator, in the public school system, you have to abide by that communist-run teachers union. And they don't want you teaching kids how to read and write and spell and do math. They only want to teach your kids their Democrat communist philosophy instead. So, pro-life news and views, exposing and opposing abortion, infanticide, and euthanasia. Federal court upholds West Virginia's abortion pill ban. The Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled 2-1 that West Virginia is free to ban the abortion pill. I can't pronounce it, under the state's traditional rights to protect the health and safety of the citizens. A majority panel said that the Food and Drug Administration approval of the high-risk drug does not preempt West Virginia's Unborn Child Protection Act, a near-total abortion ban that protects unborn babies and women from dangerous chemical abortion drugs. Of course, you know, our government and the president, Donald Trump, whom the teachers union detests, and a lot of states have outlawed the wholesale murder of live babies. And then you've got states like our communist state of Colorado, that is a so-called abortion sanctioned state. So basically, Polis says, send your pregnant women here and we can murder your baby legally. But even in the states that oppose abortion, Biden allowed the abortion pill to be distributed in those states. HHS, Health and Human Services, finds organ procurement abuses. There's a big surprise. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services announced a major initiative to begin reforming the organ transplant system following an investigation. HHS investigation ordered by Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. found multiple abuses, big surprise, by a major procurement organization which Kennedy called horrifying. Following, by the way, the Democrats hate Kennedy. Following a complaint, HHS opened an investigation into disturbing practices in organ donation that led to the procurement or attempted procurement of organs from patients who were not brain dead. The practice known as circulatory death donation began to increase in 2021 after HHS began grading procurement organizations on how many transplants they arranged and planned to end contracts with organizations that failed to meet the national average. All it is a moneymaker. And so Obama judge says, by the way, next Saturday on the Ron Caskey Show, I'm going to talk about the judges who fight Trump at every turn and who appointed them and so on. Obama judge says Trump administration must fund Planned Parenthood. And Obama appointed judge in defiance of a Supreme Court ruling. A federal judge in Boston has ruled that Planned Parenthood clinics nationwide must continue to be reimbursed for Medicaid funding as the nation's largest abortion provider fights President Donald Trump's administration over efforts to defund the organization in his signature tax legislation. Indira Talwani, who was appointed by President Barack Obama, of course, gave a ruling appearing to fly in the face of Supreme Court directives several weeks ago against district judges imposing nationwide injunctions. In its lawsuit, Planned Parenthood had argued that they would be at risk of closing nearly 200 clinics. What a shame. In 24 states if they are cut off from Medicaid funds. Editor says the liberals keep fighting to get you and me to pay the bill for their wicked deeds. Let's keep the pressure on until every last dollar is withheld from them. I'm going to end with that today, and I will take that up next week. And so I'm going to switch gears here, and I'm going to sing a song I sang on yesterday's radio show. I usually sing a song on there. And so this one is "The Cross Made the Difference for Me." Folks, Wall Street didn't make the difference. The District of Criminals certainly doesn't make the difference, but the cross made the difference for me. Here you go. Hope it's a blessing to you.
"'Twas a life filled with aimless desperation, without hope, walk the shell of a man. Then a hand with a nail prick stretched out, just one touch, just then a new life began. And the old rugged cross made the difference in a life bound for heartache and defeat. I will praise Him forever and ever, for the cross made the difference for me. There's a room filled with sad, ashen of a sailor's rejoicing, for lies and sad and the old rugged cross made the difference in a life bound for heartache and defeat. I will praise Him forever and ever, for the cross made a difference for me. Yes, the cross made a difference for me.
Well, there you go, folks. The cross made the difference for me. The cross made the difference for most of the people listening to me on the radio every Saturday and Sunday. If the cross hasn't made a difference for you and hasn't made a difference in your life, then we need to talk today. Give me a call. Let's settle that first. Then we can talk about your money or whatever else you want to talk about. But that's a priority, folks. You must be born again. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven. And there are no mulligans. When the rapture of the church takes place, which is imminent, it could happen any second. There isn't anything left in prophecy to be fulfilled before the rapture of the church. And you're not going to get another chance after that. And so settle it now while your heart's still beating and before eternity begins. There's only two destinations, folks, heaven and hell. A heaven for those that are prepared for heaven, and a hell that rejects Jesus Christ and as their personal Savior. That's a Bible doctrine that's settled in concrete from the beginning of time. And so if you need help with that or have questions, by all means, call me today. Today, in the time that's left, I want to talk about the danger of forgetting God in prosperity. America's a land of abundance. Never has a nation enjoyed more wealth than America has in recent times. My time's up. Give me a call. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Call me this afternoon for a no-cost appointment this coming week. Stay tuned. Be right back. Hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey jumping in here just for 60 seconds to tell you about orphan 401ks. I've been talking about that for several weeks, did a couple of webinars on it. If you have left a job and left a 401k behind, that is an orphan 401k that no one cares about, no one's contributing to, no one's matching your money, and if you leave it there long enough, the fees will destroy that orphan 401k. So we can move that into an IRA annuity. It's just a matter of paperwork, a transfer form, and get it out of there into something that'll grow for you. Call me for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. Here's my number, 303-710-3791. Do it today. Don't put it off.
Walter J. Hopp of Hopp & Associates is a law practice limited to estate and business planning. Walter is a Colorado native with extensive experience with clients local and nationwide, and is a former partner in a large multi-state estate planning law firm. Affiliated with several professional groups to provide the most current and unique solutions for his clients, Walter is the author of articles and a book on estate planning, and a frequent speaker over the years to lawyers and groups alike. Again, on estate planning, Walter offers a unique approach for how to protect yourself and loved ones from a litigious and expensive legal system. And listen to this, your first meeting with Walter is free, that's right, free, to see if they can improve on planning that you may already have in place. Call Walter and Associates PC of Longmont. Call today, 303-776-4045, or email him at walterhopp@hopplaw.org.
All right, welcome back to my third and final segment of today's Bible Views radio show. I'm Dr. Ron Caskey. I'm your host. I'm here every week at this same time. Call me this afternoon for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office starting tomorrow morning. I'll show you how to be a good steward of God's money. I'll show you how to capture the upside of the market with absolutely none of the downside risk. I'll tell you how to protect, preserve, and recession-proof your hard-earned money. And I'll show you and your spouse how to get lifetime income till you die or hit 120 years old. I can do all of that in 30-ish minutes. Give me a call this afternoon, 303 210-737-9791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. I said in the waning seconds of the last segment that I want to talk about the danger of forgetting God in prosperity. Understand, there's over 450 verses in the Bible on wealth, riches, abundance, and prosperity, and there's 15 on poverty. Don't buy into this nonsense that it's wrong for Christians, God's people, have money. There couldn't be anything further from the truth. If you're a child of the King, isn't it okay to look like it, act like it, walk like it, dress like it, drive like it, live like it? Yes, it is. And God owns the cattle on 1,000 hills and the wealth in every mine, and we deserve our share of that, but it comes with priorities. And so I want to talk about the danger of forgetting God in prosperity. I ended last segment by talking about America is a land of abundance. But with prosperity comes a warning. Here it is. Riches can make us forget the Lord who gave them. And the Bible shows again and again that prosperity without that remembrance leads to pride, leads to downfall, and leads to a bad life when you leave God out of your life. So, the danger of forgetting God in prosperity. So, let's go to the Bible. Deuteronomy 8, verses 17 and 18. And thou say in thine heart, my power and the might of mine hand hath gotten me this wealth. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. Let me read that last sentence again. It is he, the Lord, that remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that gives thee the power to get wealth. It's not up to you. It's not your strength. It's not your brains. It's not... You've got a job. You got to do a job. It's scripture that you work for a living and not beg for a living. But it's God that gives thee the power to get wealth. Proverbs 30, verses 8 and 9. Give me neither poverty nor riches, lest I be full and deny thee and say, who is the Lord? Don't do that. Give me neither poverty nor riches, lest I be full and deny thee. So I'm back to my title of today's broadcast, The Danger of Forgetting God in Prosperity. Don't forget, every penny of the money that you earn is God's. It's not yours. He allows us to live on some of it, but it's not yours. Use your hands. But it's not up to you and your hands to get wealth. It is God Almighty that gives thee the power to get wealth. Luke 12:15. Take heed and beware of covetousness. For a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. Kind of as a springboard to this, I talked about a guy last week that I led to the Lord. The guy had a lot of money and was president of a large company here in Denver, Colorado. And his attitude was the guy who dies the richest has the most toys. And he did, and he got saved before he died. So a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. So let's go over to Revelation chapter 3. And this is the day that we're living in today, verses 13 through 17. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And these were the seven churches in Asia Minor. And he ended with the Laodicean church, and that's the Laodicean church age that we're living in today. So, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. And God says to this church, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. That's the day we're living in today. And that's how I started this radio show today, talking about these church, so-called churches, mega church, warehouse church, nightclub church, whatever you want to call it, with a non-called pastor that will not preach the Bible. But, and God says, that church makes me want to puke. That's the Greek translation from spew thee out of my mouth, just so you know. And he says, because thou sayest, I'm rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. So be careful of forgetting God in prosperity. You got to understand that God is the source of all things. And Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 18 says, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God. It is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers, and it is to this day. James 1:17 says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. God said, I am the Lord. I change not. And there's a subtle trap of self-reliance. Some of us are, I'm strong in my belief in what God's allowed me to do, but I also understand that power comes from Almighty God. So here's the subtle trap of self-reliance. Wealth tempts people to think we did it on our own. Look what we did. Big, big, big trouble. Wealth is not sinful. See, Hollyweird says money's the root of all evil. No, it's not. Money's a piece of paper or a coin or whatever, and nothing moves on planet Earth without it. Money's not the root of all evil. The love of money is the root of all evil. So wealth is not sinful. It's a tool. The problem is pride and covetousness and forgetting God. You forget where that came from. It is he that giveth thee the power to get wealth. Israel prospered in the land, but repeatedly they fell when they turned from God. And America's parallel is striking to the Old Testament history of the children of Israel. Stewardship, here's the stewardship principle. God blesses us not just to consume, but to manage faithfully. So here's Luke chapter 16, verse 11. If therefore ye have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, that's money, who will commit to your trust the true riches? I talk about wealth, riches, abundance, and prosperity every week on the Bible Views radio show. I wrote a book on design your own financial freedom. And I took all of those verses in the Bible on wealth, riches, abundance, and prosperity. The last chapter of that book is, would Jesus wear a Rolex. There's nothing wrong with having money. There's nothing wrong with having wealth, but you got to manage it according to the Bible, and that's Luke 16, verse 11. If therefore ye have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? I've said this repeatedly. God invests his money in banks he can trust. If you want, the Bible says that you're going to reap what you sow. So you want to reap pennies? Sow pennies. Reap dollars? Sow dollars. Reap $100 bills? Sow $100 bills. But if you want to give magnanimously $1,000 bills, you're going to reap hundreds of thousands. God invests his money in banks that he can trust. Here's a modern example. Nations that forget God, their wealth collapses, their morality erodes, and judgment will come. And that, folks, is the United States of America. I had a friend who once had it all, but lost peace only to find joy when they put God back in first place. So I've known people over the years, they've worked hard or got lucky or whatever you want to call it, and they ended up with riches and fine homes and cars and houses and airplanes and so on, and they forgot God and they lost it all. And they got it back when they turned back to God. The Laodicean church that I started out with here in Revelation chapter 3, they were comfortable, but spiritually lukewarm. And that fits today's cultural Christianity. So I'm coming to the end here. Let me read that again. Revelation chapter 3, verse 13. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. God said, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. That's these mega warehouse churches today where the music sounds like a nightclub. They dress like they're going on a hike or to the beach and would rather spend time raising money for whatever their pet project is this week rather than dealing with people that need a Savior. And he says, that makes me wretched, and because you're wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked, says makes me want to spew thee out of my mouth. Time's up. If I can help you with your retirement or your eternal security, give me a call. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Thanks for listening. Give me a call if I can help you. Bye. Well, hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey here. You know, people go to Las Vegas, Cripple Creek, Central City, whatever, and they say, if I pull this handle one more time, surely I'll win. People get off the airplanes all happy. They get back on the same airplane 3 days later, all sad. My point in saying that is the market will not sustain highs. It goes up and it goes down. So I'm suggesting that you don't wait until the market tanks to get your money changed over to a safety net. That's where I come in. I do everything with indexed annuities where the risk is on the life insurance company instead of on your shoulders. I do it all with indexed annuities and life insurance. So if you're interested in capturing the upside of the market with none of the downside risk, I'm the guy you want to talk to. And my time never costs you a penny, ever. All you got to do is pick up the phone, call me, get on my calendar, and I'll bring the information to you. Here's my numbers. Call me now. Don't put it off. Don't wait until the market tanks. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Pick up the phone right now. Get on my calendar. Don't put it off. 877-218-1972. Again, my name's Dr. Ron Caskey. My time doesn't cost you a penny ever. Call me now. Thanks. Bye. Well, there you go. Bible Views Radio Show for today. Hope you enjoyed it, listening to it as much as I enjoy every week doing these one-hour radio shows. The Ron Caskey Show is here on the KLTT listening audience 1 to 2 o'clock on Saturdays, and this Bible Views Radio Show every Sunday 2 to 3 p.m. on Sunday afternoons. And then, of course, they're archived for 1 week. They're put up on my website at www.roncaskey.com. If you have questions concerning the Bible and what the Bible has to say about any subject, actually, just understand this. I don't debate or argue the Bible. See, a lot of people say, well, God said it. I believe it. That settles it. I got news for you. God said it. That settles it. And speaking of settle it, let me just explain to you the most important thing you could call me about is your salvation. Do you know if you died today that you'd go to spend eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ? If you're not sure of that, by all means, pick up the phone today and call me, and I'll tell you what the Bible says, and it's real simple, but you do need to be born again. You need to be saved. Once we settle that matter of salvation, then we can talk about God's money and how you can protect it, preserve it, and grow it. Now, to do that, you need to get on my calendar for next week. I know it's Sunday. I don't take appointments on Sunday. I don't work this business on Sunday. But I can answer my cell phone. And so if I'm not in church or doing something else this afternoon, then pick up the phone and call me this afternoon or this evening. But one thing you do need to do is set an appointment for this coming week. Give me 30-ish minutes to bring information to you and your spouse, if there is one, at your home or McDonald's, and show you how I can help you protect, preserve, and grow God's money. Here's my toll-free number. As I said, you can use it today, and I'll call you back. Here it is, 877-218-1972. 877-218-1972. Hey, have a blessed Lord's Day. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.